Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday morning. I'm Dan Hamilton talking real estate, bringing you all the latest news and information, advice, so you can make a smart real estate decision. And here we are, the second week of November, just closing in on Thanksgiving here coming up soon. And then, of course, you know what happens right after Thanksgiving. It's like Christmas, seems like the next day. So things are moving along here towards the end of the year. And we've got some great things to chat about with you today from a real estate perspective, just kind of bringing you some local information, what's happening right here locally. And then now that the market has shifted and it doesn't take too long to look around and see that, you know, the real estate market has definitely changed from where it was, you know, 6-8 months ago. So if you find yourself in a spot where you need to sell, and it's interesting, we're having just a lot more conversations with sellers. The kind of the old saying in real estate where sellers are kind of 6 months behind and buyers are sort of 6 months ahead. Buyers are already wanting, you know, 80% off list price because they heard there might be a slowdown coming, and sellers are still looking at the comps from 6 months ago saying, well, I want that plus. And we as agents, a lot of times just kind of have to bring sort of both those parties together and show and talk about the facts of the market and where things are going. And so we spend a lot of time educating and talking to folks about that. And that's really just kind of why we enjoy doing this show as well, is just to kind of give you the what's happening really locally right now in our market in real time, so that you can really get a good understanding of, you know, whether you're buying or selling, or even if you're not doing either one of those, even if you're just a homeowner and want to keep up with what's happening in our local market. We just want to be able to be a resource to share those things that are happening right here locally. The other thing that we enjoy doing on our show here on My Greenville Home is we titled it My Greenville Home. Home is, you know, super important. Home can be a hometown. It can be a community. And of course, Greenville is the center of where we work, but we work all over the upstate throughout the kind of the I-85 corridor. But when you think about home, you think about community, connection is so important, and understanding the things that are happening, whether it's a local business, a local nonprofit, you know, great things that are happening here in our community. And a lot of that is what's, you know, driving folks to be here and to be part of our community, is because Greenville and the upstate is just a place where people are different. We're just friendly. We want to look out for other folks around us. We are helpful. And that is really what I want to highlight on our show as well, the positive things that are happening locally and people that are doing positive things and making an impact here locally. So today, that's as a first part of our program is going to be dedicated to that, to learning more about a local organization, a nonprofit charitable organization that is helping folks that need some specific items out there. And so Tara Rowland is our guest today. She is the co-founder of Soul Power SC. And I wanted to just have a great conversation with Tara. So Tara, if you could just, you know, tell listeners out there, what is Soul Power?
Well, hey, Dan, thanks for having us on. Yeah, Soul Power is a nonprofit organization that my husband and I founded back in 2019. And, you know, we did it for two reasons. One, because we really wanted to do more, you know, outside of the work we do, or the, you know, the ways we serve the community through church or whatever that looks like. So we just wanted to do a little more, you know, from our own home. So that is why we stood up Soul Power. You know, we did a little research and we discovered that, you know, shoes and socks are really an abundant commodity among many. And they're essential to anyone who's at risk or homeless or impoverished or whatever that is or whatever that looks like. So, you know, we also learned that socks are items that are most requested by homeless shelters and the organizations we serve, but they're donated less frequently than other items. So we thought, you know what, this is an easy way. This is an easy thing to donate because everybody has, you know, a lightly, you know, used pair of shoes, or it's easy to go out and kind of get that and donate it. So we stood it up for that. But then, you know, we also wanted to help people in our community, and we wanted to show our children that, you know, there are ways that you can help others.
Well, that's awesome. So are you are you guys native to Greenville? Been here a while?
Yeah. Yeah. We are born and raised in the Greenville area for sure. Okay. Yep.
Awesome. And so this is not your full-time, you know, position. You have another position that you work day to day. This is just an extra thing that you do to give back.
That's right. Yep.
Awesome. So tell me, what is it about? How did this come about in 2019? What was it that sort of prompted you to say, well, let's get this going?
Yeah. I mean, again, we really just wanted to do something to help others, right? And we wanted to go beyond what we were doing in church or Meals on Wheels. We just wanted to show our kids, like, hey, it's easy to stand up a nonprofit and work with people to help our community. And really, it started pretty small. We kept it in our circles, right? We worked with our neighbors, church, school, you know, the kids' taekwondo studio, you know, and work, our workplaces. And we were able to donate a lot just through, you know, those organizations. And then we began to reach into local businesses to help us with donations as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to our conversation and just kind of learning more about, you know, if people donate these shoes, where do they go? How do you connect those dots? And then, of course, you know, folks want to get involved. How do they do that too? So we're having a conversation today with Tara Rowland, Soul Power. And when we get back from our first break, we'll kind of dive more into that. We'll learn how you can get involved, some contact information, all those different things. But before we go to our first break, I want to tell you about a listing that we have available in the Bordeaux community in Moore, South Carolina. Great location. Moore, of course, is just really uniquely positioned between Greenville and Spartanburg. Lots going on, lots of jobs around that area. And you've got an opportunity to get a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath for just over $300,000. This is just about a 5-year-old D.R. Horton home, very well constructed. So if you go to mygreenvillehome.com and you just type in 2110, so 2110 Pomerol Drive, and that's Pomerol, you can view this home, see all the photos, and with just a couple clicks, you can request a showing. We'd be happy to show that to you and help you get into this home even this weekend. So just go to mygreenvillehome.com and click on those sites right there. As you start, you can just type in an address right there and it'll get you to that property. And we'll be happy to get you in there. So we have got just another few seconds before we've got to take our first break today. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I am Dan Hamilton. If you want to check out our website for our real estate team, whether you have a question about maybe buying or selling, maybe you are inheriting a house soon, you've got to work through that process, we can help you do that. In fact, we're helping someone right now, got them under contract last week on their childhood home that they inherited and needed to get it moved. So that is something that we specialize in and can help you as well. So you are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton. MyGreenvilleHome.com is our website where you can find out all about our team, see all about the local real estate market, and actually listen to some of our past shows and our past guests here on the radio show. So stick around. We'll be right back, and we're going to continue our conversation with Tara with Soul Power. We'll be right back. back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We are here every Saturday talking real estate and bringing you the latest news, information, advice so you can make a smart real estate decision. But we also love to connect our community so you can find out about great things happening, how you can get plugged in and either help a local business, a nonprofit, get involved, or just learn more about the super things that are happening right here in our community. So we're having a conversation today with Tara Rowland with Soul Power. And Tara, tell us real quick again, what is Soul Power?
Soul Power is a local nonprofit here in Greenville, South Carolina, that collects shoes and socks for people who need them in our community. And even we have taken it outside of Greenville and the state as well.
Okay. So you started this, you and your husband and family, just a couple of 2019, right before the pandemic.
Yeah. We had to stop a little bit during that, but we got back at it in 2021.
Okay. Awesome. And so you recognized out there that there is a need for folks that, whether they're homeless or, you know, they need shoes and socks, not just shoes. And so you recognize that need. You said, let's do something about that instead of just saying, well, that's a problem, but not, you know, being part of the solution. So I love that. How did you connect those dots of like knowing or being aware that that is a need? How's that brought to your attention?
Well, we did a little research with other charities who were kind of doing the same thing in other areas.
Okay.
So we just kind of looked at what other charities were doing in other states. And we really tried to think through, you know, what is an abundant commodity that, you know, people have that they wouldn't mind parting with? Or what is a not, you know, a relatively inexpensive item like a pair of socks or a pair of shoes, especially for a child or something? So we wanted to make it, I'm not going to say we wanted to make it easy on ourselves, but we did want to find something that seemed, you know, easy to manage, right? Yeah. We could also really make an impact.
Yeah. I'm sure we can all walk into our closets and look and see that there are probably several pairs of shoes that are unused for quite some time. So that, that makes a ton of sense. So walk us through the process. So someone donates shoes to you. I guess first tell us, how would they find you to donate those shoes? And then what is the process of distributing those shoes and socks?
Yeah. So like I said earlier, you know, it really started with us thinking through like who is in our inner circle that we can start to work with and ask. You know, it's our banker, it's our realtor, it's our neighbor, it's our, you know, whoever. So we started that way, but then we started to reach into businesses, local businesses, and say, hey, would you mind you know, allowing us to put a bin, you know, in the bank so that people could come in and maybe do a shoe drive in December, you know, around the Christmas holiday. And people are very receptive to that. So we've been working with businesses to do that. Honestly, if people do hear about us or know about us, they can email me and I will, in some cases, even come and get the shoes from them. I've met folks, to pick up, you know, a closet purge that they had. And rather than take it to Goodwill, you know, they know that if we take the shoes, we will take them straight to a mission-based charity or an organization like DSS, for instance. Mm. Usually they do that through email. So my email address is Soul Power, and Soul is a catchy play on shoes. So it's S-O-L-E, soulpowersc@gmail.com. Okay. And then we, you know, we work that way, but otherwise it's us being proactive instead of being reactive in most instances, and getting the shoes and running a shoe drive or sock drive.
Okay. And then, so you collect the shoes, do they, stay at your house until you, I mean, like, how do you, until you get enough quant mass to.
Yep. So we sort through them and count them. We're keeping count. We've gotten over 2,100 pairs of shoes since our inception in 2019.
Wow.
So we clean them up in some instances. You know, if they are more than lightly used, sometimes we will take them to a thrift store because we don't want to give homeless or impoverished people shoes that just kind of won't last or that are in pretty bad shape. But, you know, we'll go through them, we'll organize them and make sure that they're, you know, nice and neat and packaged up. And then we will work with a lot of organizations to take them and deliver them straight to the organization. And we do work with a lot of organizations across South Carolina. We've worked with local county DSS offices. We worked with Miracle Hill Ministries, Safe mm-hmm. Harbor, Triune Mercy Center, Sterling mm-hmm. Center, Greer Relief. And we've even worked with the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants in three states, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Texas.
Wow.
And we also have expanded our reach into Indiana because I work for a company that is headquartered in Indiana. So okay. we've provided donations to Day Spring Center in the Indianapolis area. You know, our reach is getting wider. So we do like to make sure, though, that we're evening out where we distribute the shoes and socks. You know, we don't always give them to the same, you know, two places every time.
Sure. Okay. And are we talking about any particular, like, sneakers, dress shoes, men's, women's, kids, any?
I mean, we will take all donations. You know, okay. if we get, let's say we get, you know, some nice high heels or something, I'm probably going to make sure that we get that to the appropriate shelter. So it might be Safe Harbor, for instance, or it might right. be a shelter that helps, you know, women who have, you know, are homeless or need a place. You know what I mean? So we take all shoes, all types. You know, if it's a pair of work boots, we would look at something like Triune Mercy Center where we could get that into, you know, to a man who needs them.
Yeah.
We try to organize them according to what organization we would donate them to, in other words.
Right. So one organization might say, all right, we need men's work shoes, and
right.
so we would just allocate those to that organization.
Yep. And sometimes we'll do a shoe drive specifically for women and children.
Okay.
You know, because we know, okay, let's do a shoe drive that we know we're going to give these shoes to, for instance, a shoe drive we're doing now, we're going to send that to Miracle Hill or Shepherd's Gate, where we would only want to collect women and children's shoes.
Okay.
Socks.
All right. Well, tell us about what you have a shoe drive going right now as we kind of enter the holiday season. Tell us about that.
We do. We're doing a shoe drive at your... at your headquarters.
So, that's right.
That's right. So we will have a donation box set up. And if you could give me that address, because
I can help you with that. Absolutely. It's 403 yeah. Woods Lake Road.
That's right. Woods Lake Road. I need that. Okay. So yeah, we will have a donation box set up there for 2 weeks. And we are going to collect women's and children's shoes for Shepherd's Gate, which is a Miracle Hill Ministry organization located off Pleasantburg Drive.
Yeah. Awesome. So you can come by our office, Keller Williams, Greenville Upstate, and everyone knows where the emergency vet clinic is. That's our calling sign, because everyone's brought their pet there, apparently. So we're right next to them. It's a two-story black building, and we'll have a bin set up where you can bring by women's and children's specifically shoes over the next
and couple.
And socks, yes. Yeah. Shoes and socks. I would imagine the preference on socks would be unused, correct?
Like right, new correct. Yes. Yep.
That's hard to, I know my 10-year-old, goodness gracious, you would not want to reuse any sock that he's had for any period of time.
I empathize with that.
Yeah, so new socks. And we'll have a bin set up for the next 2 weeks. And Miracle Hill is an exceptional organization, Shepherd's Care specifically as well, as part of the Miracle Hill organization. So we love just being a somewhat of a conduit there to help a great, we're a central location, easy to find, and you can bring those by. So Tara, what else do folks need to know about what you're doing?
Well, I mean, you know, it's because of organizations like yours and local businesses that we are able to get, collect more and do more out in our communities. So, I would just, you know, encourage people to think about maybe doing a shoe drive from their business, and we can help facilitate that. And we would drop off the bin. And as people come into your business, you know, they can bring a pair of shoes or a pair of socks, and then we would collect it and distribute it. But yeah, I mean, just it takes a village, right? And it's people working together to make it happen. So we really appreciate you and your business and everything you're doing. And as you said at the onset of the show, we do live in a great community. Greenville is such a wonderful city with lots of friendly people who are willing to help. So,
yeah. And so many of us are just blessed beyond what we can ever really hope for. But yet there are many in our community who really could use something as simple to us as a shoe, right? Shoes and a pair of socks that don't have holes in them. Yeah.
The winter months, you know, a new pair of socks can really help someone who is living on the street. And there is a homeless community in Greenville that really does need our help and support, you know. So if you are going through your closet and having a closet clean out, do think of us and reach out, and I'm happy to come and get those items and give them straight to an organization that won't put a price tag on them, right? They're right. Available for free to someone who really needs them.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Tara, thanks for coming on today. And people can connect with you at soulpowersc@gmail.com. That's S-O-L-E, soulpowersc@gmail.com if you want to donate or help host a shoe drive as well. So Tara, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We are out of time. Time for a quick break. We'll be back and talk a little more real estate. You're listening to My Greenville Home. All right. We are back. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton here with you today and every Saturday talking real estate, bringing the latest news, information, and advice so you can make a smart real estate decision. And also here just helping to connect to the community. We had a great conversation with Tara Rowland with Soul Power SC, and she is a founder of a nonprofit that collects and distributes shoes and socks to people in need. And we are partnering with her at Keller Williams with a shoe drive right now over the next couple weeks. You can come by anytime, beginning now over the next 2 weeks, and drop shoes and socks off. And she will get those. We're specifically looking right now for women's and children's shoes. They're going to go to Shepherd's Gate, part of Miracle Hill ministry there. She is collecting those to distribute to them this holiday season. So we would love for you to swing by our office, drop those right there in our lobby. So super easy to get to right off Woods Lake Road, on Woods Lake Road, near the downtown airport and the emergency vet animal clinic. And all you got to do is just hop in and jump in the car, bring them to us, pop them in the bin, and we'll be good to go, and we'll get them to Tara. So again, thanks for coming on today, Tara, and telling us about your organization. Well, as we continue on with our show today, we'll transition more into real estate. We want to thank our sponsor of the show every week, Daryl Holland with the Holland Law Firm. Just had a personal closing with them just a few days ago. I bought some rental property here in the upstate, and every time that I buy property, we personally use Daryl, and we highly recommend him. They do a great job. They specialize in helping people from a legal perspective close on real estate. So they do a fantastic job, and we appreciate their sponsorship and their friendship over the years. And we are enjoy being able to connect you with them there at upstateclosings.com or 864-467-0500. And you can connect with them that way. Of course, if you are a buyer in South Carolina, you get to pick your closing attorney, and you can just say, I want to work with Daryl and his team, and you can do that. So connect with Daryl at upstateclosings.com. Well, here we are in a real estate market that is much different, both locally and nationally, from just a few months ago. And I think interest rates have a lot to do with that. And of course, just the uncertainty of, you just real estate is a cycle. And even when, you know, at the heyday of people, you know, offering way over list price and multiple offers, all those things, we always, I mean, I think every Saturday on the show, I said, this will not last. This is a cycle, and at some point it will lose steam. And indeed it has. In fact, over the last 6 months, every month there have been fewer homes selling in the upstate, while prices are remaining very steady. You know, some people kind of automatically assume if things slow down, pricing will come down, but it is not. Pricing has not come down. Sellers are certainly willing to be more flexible, but we're not seeing values just drop. And the reason for that is still the lack of inventory. So as long as there are fewer homes available and there still remains demand for those homes, you're going to see prices remain relatively firm. We are still seeing, you know, inventory, while it is up, it's really not even up where it was. We're still 40% down nationwide for available homes of pre-pandemic. So we are still not back to a normal market when it comes to inventory, and yet demand is still there. So we're seeing pricing stay relatively stable, which, you know, if you're a buyer, that's not the greatest news, but it is an opportunity. If you're a homeowner, a home seller, that's really good news that, you know, pricing has remained relatively stable. But I think over the next, you know, as we enter Christmas in January and February into the early parts of 2023, I think we will continue to see what I call a stalemate in the real estate market. And that is, if you are a homeowner that has a 30-year fixed rate mortgage locked in somewhere under 3.5%, which many, many people do, you've got to have a really compelling reason to want to sell that, right? I mean, you're not going to just say, let's go ahead and sell, because now when you shop for a mortgage, you're looking at 7%, maybe even a little bit higher than that. So for you to leave a house with a 3% mortgage, jumping into something 4 points higher, it's going to have to be a very compelling reason. So that's why I see this kind of stalemate of just this inventory crunch kind of remaining the same. I think new construction is going to be a good choice for a lot of buyers over the next few months, because number one, they have the inventory. Number two, they are they want to move that inventory very quickly. So home builders are very aggressive when it comes to any kind of slowdown. They make their money by turning those homes as quickly as possible. So they don't want a home sitting on the market for 30, 60, 90 days. If you're a regular, you know, homeowner, if you're living in your house, if your home's on the market for 60 days, it's not the end of the world. Yes, it's inconvenient, but you've got a place to sleep. That's your home. You continue to pay your mortgage. But if you're a home builder and you have, money tied up in multiple homes, you want to move those as quickly as possible. So that's why, you know, new construction is a great opportunity in this market for a lot of buyers, because they will be very aggressive with you in terms of offering incentives. They're very slow to reduce the purchase price. If worse comes to worse, they will, but they will offer many incentives for you as a buyer, whether that's maybe a rate buy down. So they would buy your mortgage down from, 7% down to maybe 5.5%, where you kind of back into those normal rates that we were used to a few months ago. Or maybe they will offer you, different things in the house, right? They might, not furnish it necessarily, but they might give you some appliance packages. They might do some different things there, or offer, all closing costs, so you can kind of move in zero down as much as possible. So they will offer a lot of incentives. And so that's why over the next few months, if you were to go to put your home on the market, say you do have to move and you've got to move out of state for a job transfer, or you've just got, something happening in your life where you become forced to sell your property, you're going to want to, we got to go back to this idea of being very aggressive in selling a home and doing all that you can to sell, because you're going to be now competing with the new construction builders out there. And so that's why I'm going to give you some tips on how to sell your home in a real estate slowdown, because this is a very different market than it was 6 months ago. We seem to be sliding deeper into a recession. Inflation continues to rise. Interest rates continue to rise. And so you may not be able to get those multiple offers that you got a few months ago, but with some foresight and strategy, you'll be able to move your home. So a few, you know, and this is where having a team of agents that are experienced. I've been in this business for over 20 years, been through the ups, been through the downs, survived and thrived, frankly, during the last downturn, and have some tools in the toolbox, so to speak, that it may be a newer agent just doesn't have at the ready to be able to help you. So number one, you might want to consider offering an interest rate buy down. Chances are a lot of the potential home buyers for your home are struggling with that interest rate and the monthly payment. So instead of reducing by $5,000, we would strongly suggest that you help that buyer out by doing a buy down of their interest rate. That's going to go much farther for them, and you're not going to have to reduce as much to grab their attention. So interest rate buy down is something that we can help strategize with, work with their lender to do that. We've got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation on some of the tips to get a home sold, even in a slowdown. And then at the end of the program today, answer your questions. So you're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton, Hamilton & Company, Keller Williams, Greenville Upstate. Appreciate you tuning in today as we chat real estate. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now, paying my dues to the dirt. All right, we're back. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton here with you today and every Saturday. Thank you for joining in as we are here in November. Lots happening. This is the time of year when things really start to go crazy and we get super busy out there. So thanks for joining. And of course, if you have a friend or family member that is looking to buy or sell real estate, we would love to connect with them. We have a gift for you if you help us do that. And we were actually looking back over the past couple of weeks on the folks that refer business to us. We have a VIP program there, and we've got, goodness, I think 60 plus people in there now that have referred just over the past year or two to our team. And we are very appreciative of that. And thank you for every referral. That means a lot to us. And we want to thank you for doing that. So give us a call if you want to, 864-527-7685. Or if it's easier, just to shoot an email to info@mygreenvillehome.com. Have them reach out to us. We would love to help use our expertise in this market to help your friend or family member, whether they're buying or selling. And we would love to do that. So we're talking about how to sell your home even during a real estate slowdown. We talked about this idea of an interest rate buy down. So instead of just a straight up reduction, so that's what, you know, a lot of agents would just say, all right, let's reduce the price. If you're getting showings but no offers, one of the things you might do is offer an interest rate buy down. So on a $300,000 property, if you were to offer $5,000 in seller paid closing costs, this is very easy to do. You put it right on the closing statement and work with the buyer's lender to use that as an interest rate buy down. You can do a temporary buy down or you can do a full buy down. There are some local banks that we're working with that are offering this as well. They are actually, they've got some great buy down packages, and they've got some good ARMs. So an ARM is called, ARM is short for adjustable rate mortgage, and you can do like a 5-year ARM, a 7-year ARM. That's going to reduced. For instance, one of the banks we're working with right now, it's about a point and a half lower on that interest rates for 7 years. And you can go in there, purchase that home, so you'd be in the mid fives. And most people we find are going to either refinance within those 7 years or move to another house. And so while that may be a little, you know, feel like it's risky, for most people, it is not. And I think most people in the economic sector believe that the spike in interest rates is going to be over with, certainly within 7 years, hopefully much sooner. But hopefully we'll be back to, you know, kind of those 5 to 6% mortgage rates, which we enjoy. So that's one option there to consider, an interest rate buy down in lieu of just a straight price reduction. And for the buyer, it makes a huge, huge difference to the plus. Another item you might think about is helping a home buyer with big ticket items. So maybe your HVAC needs to be replaced, a roof or something there. If you've got something that's older than about 15 years old on your house, there's a pretty good chance that it's about to go pretty soon. So those, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 bigger ticket items, you might want to consider helping with as a home seller, either as a part of a negotiation or just right up front saying that, yes, we are aware that the HVAC is from 1998 and we will offer to replace that. Might be another option there. You could also strategically reduce the asking price. Discounting your home 5-10% will definitely stir up more interest. If your home has been on the market for any time over 2 weeks at this point, and you've had just very few showings, it means you're above the market where it is, the market of the moment. So you want to be in the market, not just on the market. And so a strategic price reduction is going to be important. Maybe you're at, 225, and you need to probably be at, 210 or even closer to 200. So you just got to make sure that you are in the market. And sometimes you'll say, well, the feedback hasn't been that it's been overpriced, or we haven't gotten feedback, or no one has said it's overpriced. But a lot of times people will say it's overpriced without saying it's overpriced. And the number one way they do that is by not making an offer. And the way you can find that out is you can actually, if you've been on the market for 3-4 weeks, just ask your agent to pull the list of homes that went under contract either in your neighborhood or within a mile radius of your house that are in the similar price point. And you're going to see what buyers chose over your house. And so that's a pretty good way of understanding whether or not you are above the market in terms of pricing. Another tip would be to maybe throw in something unexpected, right? So if you're selling your home and downsizing, you might be able to part with some assets that you normally may not be part of the home sale. So you might think about maybe you got a great riding lawnmower that's fairly new, and you got a big yard, but you're moving to a townhome. You're not going to need it anyway. And, selling it might be, a good thing, but maybe you're not going to get top dollar for it anyway. So big screen TVs. We've seen people throw in trailers. Lawn equipment is pretty popular as well. But as always, make sure that you're working with your agent on that. Some of those things you don't want to have on the contract, you have a separate bill of sale that doesn't mess up your loan for your buyer and all that there. Another one is some of you may have assumable loans and you don't even know it. And so you've got a loan where it's at a super good rate right now, and you've got maybe a VA or some other type of loan that is actually assumable. And so let's say you've got a $400,000 house, you got a $100,000 mortgage. What you could do is the buyer could assume that $100,000 mortgage and then either get another mortgage or pay cash for that difference, maybe the other $300,000. So you've got some options there. Again, talk with your agent, talk with your lender, and make sure that you know. But that's a huge bonus if you have a VA loan that could be assumed. Another one we're seeing is offering a home warranty. Again, we saw a lot of buyer's remorse over the past couple of years of people buying homes that were in multiple offer situations. They waived getting repairs done. But yeah, they moved in and there were some things in their home that needed to be addressed or broke down. The air conditioning went out. There was electrical problems, whatever. And they had to come out of pocket for those. So if you're a buyer right now, I'd strongly suggest that you ask for a home warranty. If you're a seller right now, definitely don't balk at offering that home warranty. Generally, you know, you're under $600 and you're going to cover that buyer for the period of a year for all those little incidental items that add up very quickly. That's a great tip right now, is to just go back, offer that home warranty, offer a buy down. You know, be the best offer out there, and your home will sell if you are in the market at all. So those are just some tips to help you sell during a slowdown. I think we're going to be much more competitive over the next few months. So be careful out there. So as we wrap up today, I want to answer your questions. Brad in Simpsonville has a question about the midterm elections and how they might affect real estate here, specifically in South Carolina. Looks like it's still a little bit early to tell. You know, some of these states, they should be absolutely embarrassed how long it takes them to count votes. I think in the 1800s, they literally counted votes faster than they are right now with all the technology that we have. I mean, as I record this, Arizona, we still don't know because of one huge county that has 500,000 plus votes that they can't seem to count, which is absurd to me. But I think when everything shakes out, I think we're going to have just more divided government. I think most Americans seem to like gridlock. They don't want to have one party with too much power. So I don't know that we're going to see much change. I think that's probably going to bring a little bit of comfort to some folks out there that we're going to have gridlock. That means nothing too crazy is going to happen over the next 2 years. You know, when you have a Democrat president, a Republican, probably a Republican House, maybe a Republican Senate, that just means nothing of consequence will get done. Not that anything of great consequence ever gets done in Washington. I know we put a lot of stock in hoping that something will happen, but it just seems that over and over we're kind of like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football. Really very little seems to happen in the way of positive change in Washington. So I think when we look at the midterm elections, I think a lot of folks are just kind of consigned to the fact that we're not going to see a ton of output from the government. And really, you know, philosophically, from my standpoint, the less the government does, the better. But I think we'll, you know, continue to see the Fed do what they're going to do. They kind of have a lot of independence, and they will continue with that. So that's really the biggest thing that would affect real estate, because we're not going to see any major policy shifts or changes out of Washington other than the Federal Reserve. And so we would just have to kind of continue to keep an eye on that. Last question is about, and I don't think we have enough time to get to this today, unfortunately, but we'll save it, about purchasing an investment property. I just bought investment property last week. I'm going to continue to buy investment property in Greenville. So I would definitely put that on your list as something to do over the next few weeks and months, and I'd love to help you do that. But don't have time to address that specific question today. So we are all out of time. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton, mygreenvillehome.com, or give me a call, 864-527-7685. We'd love to help you. Thank you for listening. Packed show today, and we will see you next week.